Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us here in our guest segment of the Common Sense Show. And we're really pleased to have Dr. Ted Brower with us. Ted is a longtime associate of mine, a friend. We do have some common business interests together. So we kind of run the gamut together, and we don't agree on everything. You know, everyone says, oh, you guys over there, you all agree on everything. No, we don't. Bob Griswold and I don't agree on everything. Mike Adams and I don't agree on everything. But you know what? On the big things, we are in complete agreement. First of all, we're gonna join Ted in just a second, but there's a couple of groups that keep the lights on here, and I want to tell you about. First of all, it's Health Masters is number one. Health Masters, and by the way, that's Ted's company. They've kept me out of surgery a few times. And they can boost your immune system. I mean, the benefits are just ubiquitous. You've heard me talk about it many, 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 many times. And you can get 5% off right now by using the coupon code COMMON5. That's COMMON5 for the coupon code at healthmasters.com. And I'll tell you, best natural products in the nation. There's no question about it. Other group that keeps the lights on here is our storable food company, PrepareWithDave.com. And PrepareWithDave.com is absolutely fantastic. Why do I say that? Because they're still producing. They didn't let the government buy them out. They didn't raise their prices. They've cut their delivery times now after the demand went up 100-fold by a third. So, and tell you, with the food shortages that are coming, everybody, food acquisition should be a daily preparation activity for you. Whether you're going to the store or you're ordering storable food, you should be doing both. We would encourage you to go to preparewithdave.com for that 25-year storable food. Well, Ted Brower really needs no introduction. I just pretty much introduced him. He is the owner, creator of Health Masters, and for a long time he was a well-known guest on the lecture circuit about natural health care issues. And if you're going to stockpile stuff that's going to help you with your chronic medical conditions, you better learn to go natural, because you can't stockpile enough prescriptions to do the job, and I don't know that you want to with all the side effects. Big Pharma is increasingly proving itself to be unreliable. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about a number of issues, and I want to lay groundwork for the very first topic Ted and I are going to talk about here. He's going to talk about the value of turmeric with regard to testosterone. And I want to tell you something. I've been covering businesses that have defied the lockdown orders. I went to Wickenburg and interviewed four different businesses. Of those four different businesses, they were owned collectively by four women and one man. And then the person who probably made the biggest splash across the country for defying her state's lockdown orders as being a 14th Amendment violating unconstitutional orders that go against equal protection under the law. I mean, box stores can be open two blocks away, but you can't open your store if you're a small businessman. And Shelley Luther from Dallas, Texas, opened the Salon a la Mode and went to jail until the governor came in and commuted her sentence. And she says, no, I'm not putting up with this. Notice that the people taking the strongest stands are all women. Ted, what do you think about that?
Well, this is a sad indication and a sad indictment of our general male population in the United States, which has been dumbed down because of fluoride, because of statin drugs, because of lack of testosterone. The testosterone is what makes a man. It's what causes secondary sexual characteristics to develop. If a woman is pregnant and she has a male fetus in her and she gets exogenous estrogen into her food supply, that man is feminized. He can go from a left brain dominant hemisphere to a right brain dominant hemisphere. He can have much smaller genitalia. Testosterone does everything for a guy. And when you take huge amounts of statin drugs, which almost everybody does now, basically it lowers testosterone to a point where you can't even think clearly. I mean, if your cholesterol goes under 200, all disease rates go up, particularly cancer. And in addition to that, the testosterone drops to the floor. Your memory drops to the floor. Your brain goes to mush. You don't act like a guy anymore. You start having muscle weakness. I mean, all this crazy stuff happens with statin drugs. And so what we've learned is there are a lot of things that you can do to increase testosterone levels. We have one product called Dimension, which is actually an estrogen blocker for men. It works great. We have Tongat Alley that we bring in out of Europe, out of Germany. You know, we've got all these different products that we use, including turmeric. And, you know, turmeric increases testosterone 6 different ways. You know, this is probably the most popular polyphenol and one of the healthiest foods on the planet. I take it every single night. You know, when I go to bed at night, I'm 64 years old. I still have some issues with my lower back because I had back surgery about 31 years ago. And I was starting to get some stiffness and some pain at night. I started taking the turmeric, completely went away. It's been shown to help increase testosterone, helps to fight cancer, it helps to lower inflammation, it helps to break down LDL, the bad cholesterol, it improves joint function, it even helps to slow down, according to some authors, the actual memory, the aging process. So all of these things are happening with turmeric every single day. Because remember, if you take it every day, like I do, it helps to block estrogen on a cellular level. It increases the processing of cholesterol in the liver. It activates the vitamin D receptors, making your body's immune system much stronger. It accelerates fat loss, especially stubborn fat. It promotes healthy testicular Leydig cell functionality, and it improves insulin sensitivity. So all of these things are being done through turmeric. Now, there are a lot of different types of turmeric products on the market. I hate to say this, most of them don't work. They don't work. So we have a really good one that we've used and used and used at the office. It works wonderful. Our Tongkat Alley works absolutely amazing for what it does as far as elevating testosterone. You take the E and the zinc, 1,600 IUs of vitamin E a day. That's vitamin Echo, E. E is an Edward. E is an Echo. And about 50 to 75 milligrams of zinc along with our HGH Stimulate, Tongkat Alley. Mm-hmm. And these tribulus fuel, you can really maximize testosterone levels. Last time I had my testosterone check was a couple of years ago. I'm 64. I was right at 800. And quite frankly, that's really, really high for somebody in their 60s without having to take supplemental testosterone. Now, here's why you don't want to take testosterone either with patches or with injections or with pellets or whatever. You cause testicular atrophy when you do that. And when you do that, your testosterone natural levels go way, way down. It's hard to get them to come back up again. You're kind of stuck on testosterone therapy the rest of your life. It's easier just to naturally increase your testosterone as long as you possibly can into your 70s. Same thing is true with human growth hormone. If you take our HGH Stimulate, which helps the body's pituitary gland to release human growth hormone, you can continue to do that into your 70s. Now, if you get into your 70s or your 80s, and your testosterone is no longer responding, and your human growth hormone is no longer responding, and you're 75 years old, and you want to start on hormone replacement therapy as a guy, I don't have a bit of problems with that. What I have a problem with is that I have friends of mine who are in their 40s, and they start on testosterone therapy in their 40s. They start on human growth hormone therapy and injections in their 40s. That's not good, because a lot of the studies now seem to indicate when you do that, you increase your risk of cancer. So if you're 75 or 80 years old, here's how I look at it today. Let me just tell you how Ted Brower looks at this. If I'm 75 years old and I'm getting weak and I'm starting to feel pretty wore out, all right, this is me 10 years from now. If I start on testicular supplementation like testosterone or HGH stimulator or at that point even human growth hormone injections, if I do that and I get another 15 good years out of my life with high productivity and I die, whatever, I'm going to die anyhow. At that age, I'm at the back end of this whole thing. So what difference does it make if you start taking it as you get older? But don't start taking this stuff in your... I got guys who go to doctors who in their 20s and 30s, the doctor wants to put them on testosterone supplements. The reason that's happening is because estrogen and testosterone are antagonistic. And when they're eating meats that are loaded with estrogen or eating a lot of soy products, which are loaded with estrogen, then that pushes your testosterone down. So then the doctor wants to go in and supplement your testosterone. Why don't you just cut out the estrogen and start exercising? You get your testosterone up naturally. What do you think, Dave?
Wow, that's interesting. In fact, something came to mind when you said soy products. Are you familiar with Bill Gates' production of these soy meats?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, Bill Gates, I mean, his wife was just on Today Show wearing an inverted cross. You know, inverted cross is a satanic symbol. I mean, you know, all of these things are, these guys are just, what's so funny to me is, and it's not funny, it's ironic, is that, no, see, well, what we have here is that we are underneath a satanic death cult, sex cult. Satanic death sex cult is what runs the planet, based on ancient Canaanite religions in Egyptian mythology, and it's all tied together into a book called the Zohar, which is the foundational root word of all witchcraft and the Kabbalah, quote-unquote, religion that we have that's so prevalent among Hollywood and, quote-unquote, the world elite. And this is what's running the planet because they're the ones that control the money supply and the media. And so what we have is a group of people that basically are weak, what I call cutouts. And I consider Bill, this is my opinion, I consider Bill Gates to be a cutout. In other words, who financed Microsoft to the point where it became a household word? And then the other question is, where did that technology come from for the computers and these microchips, according to Dr. Colonel Crusoe, or Colonel Crusoe.
Here you go. You're going to open up Pandora's box here. I love this. I love this, Ted.
Let's do Pandora.
Tell us about Corso. I love this.
Corso straight said all that technology. He said the doggone Kevlar, circuits, computers, lasers, all came from Roswell, those spaceships that crashed. And now you think, oh, come on, Ted, here you go again. No, stop. The Bible says this battle is not against flesh and blood, but what it's against is these interdimensional entities. This stuff's been around for a long, long time. And if we try to pretend like these things aren't real, we're deluding ourselves.
The creatures are in the Bible. The creatures, again, I'll say, are in the Bible. You can find them in Revelation. You can find them mostly in Genesis. It's all there.
Well, no, that's right. And the problem is nobody wants to talk about it. And what happens is this cult, this satanic death cult. Remember what Lucifer or Baal or Moloch or Baphomet or whatever you want to call these weird things. It's all symbolic of the same entity. That would be Lucifer. They actually don't call him Lucifer. They actually call him Ein Sof, which is the giant serpent wrapped in the tree of the universe of their religion called Kabbalah. And so these guys have this snake has a bunch of sub-demons that you got to pray to. They're like fallen angels. I'm not going to mention their names. And you have to pray to these sub-demons in order to get your wishes answered to the giant snake. And you think, well, come on, Ted, that sounds stupid. Hey, I didn't say it didn't sound stupid. I think it sounds nuttier than a fruitcake. Just that's what these guys believe. Like, if you go to the Ted Dawson Brower Show, go back into the archives, about January of 2020, you'll see the archives. I did an entire show exposing the Kabbalah, the teachings of the Kabbalah. So in this case, you want to go there, you need to go there so you understand what I'm talking about in depth, because I don't want to spend much time with it on the show today. But guys, it's so important to remember, I'm going to repeat it, that the world, the planet, has been controlled by a death cult that was based on the ancient Canaanite fertility rituals and also the ancient Egyptian mythology tied together. And today we're still in the throes of this. And what they discovered thousands and thousands of years ago is if they sacrifice human beings, especially the blood of the infants, it pleases these entities in the other dimensions that are basically blood-sucking, soul-sucking vampires, whatever you want to call them. You pick your own metaphor. And it gives them food. And that's why the Bible says that Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. And basically they're being sacrificed to these entities. And these entities, in turn, give these people power, prestige, money in our earthly realm. And that's who these guys are. And the Rothschilds basically have funded a whole bunch of people like Bill Gates, a whole bunch of people like J.P. Morgan, you know, this is way back 100 years ago, a whole bunch of people like Rockefeller, all these major, major industrialists that we see, even Carnegie, were all funded through the international banking cartels who basically end up controlling their organizations. And this is what we have to understand. If everything was Rothschild Service Center, Rothschild 5 and 10, Rothschild Bank, Rothschild Internet, Rothschild, we'd go, what the heck, man? Who are these clowns? They don't do it that way. They use cutouts. They use people that go out in front of them. Perfect example. The richest guy in China. He's making $6 a week. $6 a week. He goes to his bank, which is a Rothschild-controlled bank over in China. They give like a $30 million loan. He had an idea, and they funded him. Now he's the richest man in China. See, this is what people don't get. All of these different organizations and all these different front people are front people. You know, we find out now that Jeffrey Epstein was not a billionaire. Surprise, surprise, surprise. You know, and people had given him these condominiums, these giant mansions, and he had a jet to drive or fly around and all this other kind of stuff. And now we're finding out that his net worth wasn't anywhere near $1 billion. But he was the front guy for the Mossad to bring in child and sex trafficking for this cult to blackmail politicians all over the world.
Yes.
That's who runs the planet. Dave, am I making any of this up?
No, in fact, I have history in this. Annie DeRiso, in fact, I knew her husband before she did. She was my news director for 6.5 years. And Annie married Bill Pollack. And Bill was a longtime friend of mine, and he's now deceased. Quick acting cancer, of course. And he did Air Force intel work and contract work for the CIA until he got so disgusted he left. And he shared all this with me, every bit of it. And he shared this with me over 20 years ago.
And that's what we have to understand. We're being controlled by interdimensional entities that feed off the blood of innocent. You think, gosh, Ted, that sounds crazy. I know. To be honest with you, I don't even like talking about it because it gets so weird.
Well, all people got to do is look up giants, fallen angels, the Nephilim. I mean, it's all there in the Bible. I found one pastor, and his name is Mark Driscoll, and he's the pastor of Trinity Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. And first sermon I ever heard him preach, he said, the unseen spiritual world is becoming seen here in the physical world, and as it is here, it is there. And he talked about the evil entities. Most pastors won't touch this with a 10-foot pole. Why do you think that is, Ted?
Well, it's easy. I mean, it's money. I mean, it's giving units. I mean, the way the 501(c)(3) church is set up, it's like, I remember, you know, Planned Parenthood is 501(c). I mean, these are government institutions. They're basically supposedly non-profit organizations that allow tax contributions, deductible tax. When you make a gift to them, you can deduct them off your taxes. You know, most churches wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for the 501(c) corporation. And so that's what these things are. They're basically government-controlled entities. That's why they have the clergy response teams. I mean, that's why they're controlled. And if you go in, if the pastor goes in and starts getting off the, if the pastor comes in and gets off the chain and starts talking about stuff that he shouldn't talk about, they just yanked the 501(c) standing, and then he's stuck out in the woods. So that's why I love people like Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who dropped the 501(c) standing and has his church up in Montana, and he writes some of the best articles that have ever been written because he doesn't have to be playing the game with the 501(c) corporation. I've got a friend of mine. He's a good friend. I'll be real careful why I say this. He has a huge church and has started probably well over 100 additional churches. And his church is well over 10,000 members. And he's got like 15 campuses all over the country. And I've explained all of this to him personally. I mean, personally. I've talked to him personally over the telephone, and I even sent him the link that I did on the Kabbalah. And his church is still closed, as are pretty much all churches right now, unless a person has stepped away from the government edict and said, we're going to have the church open. I mean, even here in Florida, the government has, the governor of our state has says that churches are part of the essential infrastructure and cannot be closed during this time, and the churches still haven't reopened because the Donald Trump has said that they're closed, right? And so
I don't think that's Trump. I don't think that's Trump.
Trump hasn't stopped it, Dave.
Yeah, okay. I'll take you on your word there.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. He has left this to local control, and I think there's two things at work here. I think that many of the pastors today need to take turmeric from Health Masters because they're acting like a bunch of scared little women that hide in the corner. And then number two, I don't think they're true to their word, many of these pastors. I think this is a church-level decision right now. I wrote an article, and I did a YouTube video on this, Ted. I said, what would Jesus do? Would he open the church? I mean, we had disciples hung upside down to spread the word of Jesus, and we can't get pastors to defy unconstitutional rules.
They were hung upside down on a cross and crucified.
Yeah, exactly.
So here, let me finish this whole thing with the pastor. So I contacted him. Gave him all this information. Absolutely, I listened to him a couple weeks later on this recorded sermons. Not a single word, not a single word, not a single word, not a single word. Here's why they do that. This church has tens of thousands of members. It has $100 million a year coming in. No joke, guys. I'm not making these numbers up. Right from the pastor's mouth, he told me over $100 million a year coming into this church. Churches, all the facilities, all the buildings, everything are paid for. I mean, multiple campuses, all paid for. I'll pay for it in cash because there's no income tax requirement on them. All of the buildings are basically designated as a 501c building, so there's no property tax on any of them. Okay, so you have this giant infrastructure and this lifestyle for the people who run it. They're like running a giant corporation. Everything's free for them because of the tax thing, the way it's set up. And they can have the benefit of having a private jet. They can have a benefit of having a Rolls Royce. They could have the benefit of having 20 mansions, and I know people have done all these things, and basically they're all part of the 501c. And so they don't own them, but they have the benefit of being in them and using them for a, you know, basically a parsonage, all these different mansions around the country. And so what they've done is they basically compromised these pastors through this. And so the pastors don't want to say anything because they don't want to mess up a good deal. They got a good deal going. And so they don't want to say anything. So you're right. They don't have any testosterone left. It's like they're eunuchs. They've been castrated with estrogen. And they don't want to come out and say something about what's going on for fear that they're going to lose their stuff. That's what it all boils down to, is fear. Because these guys know the truth. It's fear and a lack of testosterone. And so that's who these guys, they're basically, you can't serve God and serve money. And they're serving money. The Bible says that. You can't serve God and you can't serve money. You have to pick. One of them is going to be your master. The majority of these guys, they serve the money because they're so afraid if they start going out there and telling the truth that the people are going to leave the church. Just this past 2 weeks ago, I posted an article on the Health Master's news site that said there was a pastor out there, and I posted his sermon up out of Texas, big Baptist boy. He straight told the truth about the New World Order, about the Bill Gates group, about the vaccines, about all of it. And the video went viral because everybody was desperate to hear a pastor actually tell the truth. Look at that police officer that we have. I believe it was up in Oregon or California.
Seattle. Greg Anderson.
Now they're firing him because he told the truth, and now because his boss didn't have the guts that he had to basically stand behind this doggone, you know, police guy who's a retired, you know, military guy. I think he was an Army Ranger. See, this is the problem that we have, is that we've got a bunch of pansies in the pulpit wearing their panties in pink. There you go. Pansies in the pulpit wearing their panties in pink.
I like that.
I just made that one up. And that's what we've got in the pulpit. And, you know, of course, they got the lace on the panties. And so they're the ones that are basically, it's like that Trudeau guy in Canada. I have never seen a more effeminate world leader than this clown. But he just does what he's told to do. And see, that's what they want. They want somebody who they yank their chain, they do whatever they tell them to do. You know, and Donald Trump could come out and say, all churches need to open right now. Remember, he said he was going to reopen churches for Easter. He said that. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I can't do it, man. We can't do it. Do COVID. Now, the COVID's very real. If you're old and you got a really lousy immune system, okay, and you don't have enough D3 or K2 in your diet, and you have to take D3 and K2 together, or potassium iodide or vitamin C, or you have COPD or some underlying health condition, it can kill you. There's no doubt about that. But all of these deaths that are being reported as a COVID victims, a lot of these things are COPD or it's tuberculosis,
exactly,
or it's whatever. I talked to a guy the other day. He was a head guy here in Central Florida with the paramedics and the ambulances. And I said, is this thing as bad as they say it is? He looks and says, no. He says, pretty much we put down everything is COVID. Everything is COVID. Because he says, we have to assume the person who's sick, who's dying, who's being hauled off in an ambulance has COVID. So we have to list it on the form that they have COVID. We have to assume that without any testing. And I'm like, I said, well, that's kind of crazy. Don't you skew the numbers? He goes, oh, the numbers are ridiculous. They don't even mean anything. He says, we don't know what we have. So that's why we have to put COVID down, just in case it is COVID and someone gets near them and they get infected. So we have to think everything's COVID now.
And the hospitals are getting anywhere from, Ted, there's another factor. Local, yeah, exactly. Hospitals and local governments get more money from the feds with more COVID diagnoses.
Anywhere from 13,000, 3,000 to 300,000 are the numbers that I've read per person who's been infected. Remember, the hospitals are in trouble. They're empty. Everybody's pretty much given up elective surgeries. I've got a friend of mine who's a cardiologist. He said his business is down 80%. 80%. Why? Because everybody's scared to go to the hospital or go to get medical treatment. Why? Because they're afraid they're going to come down with COVID. Hospitals are laying off huge amounts of people now because they're sitting empty. And so this is all designed by the globalists, the same guys who took down Building 7. Let's make it real easy to remember that way. The guys who took down Building 7. Because they use capitalism and communism as a break-in as a gas. That's what they've said. These are their own words. This is what Otto Kahn said 100 years ago, and I've read you his quote before on the show. They hold the Earth by its axis. This is how they see the planet. They turn it any way they want to do it based upon using communism and capitalism as a break in a gas on certain economies to cause revolution, to cause prosperity, to cause despair, to cause inflation. And this is what they've been doing now for hundreds of years. I mean, it was Rothschild's own mother, the original Rothschild, who said there would not be a war, and my son did not want war because the banks have to finance the doggone armaments in the war. They just say, no, we're not going to finance this. There is no war. And this is where we find ourselves now, Dave. We're being run by this satanic cult that basically runs the banks, runs the it runs the whole planet. I mean, right now, and a lot of the research they've done goes right back to Tavistock in the Office of Naval Intelligence, right back to World War I in trench warfare, where these guys were sitting in these trenches being shelled by the Germans or shelled by the British for weeks on end until the personalities cracked and split and they went nuts. And they were shell-shocked, is what they called it. And then they found out that they were receptive. They were like a different personality, and they had like a dual personality, split their personalities. Well, they figured out, well, can we do this to somebody basically who's normal, who doesn't have to have both shells exploding around them. So they started working on that. And then the Nazis really fine-tuned that whole deal with what's going on in the concentration camps during World War II. And all of this research was given over to the MK Ultra program in the United States, which is MK for Mind Controller. Control is spelled with a K in German. That's the MK Ultra program. Mind control right out of the concentration camps came right into the United States through the concentration camps. And then they started working on mind control. Then you go back to Bernays and you go back to Freud, who were cousins, and they were both Sabbatean, Zevi, Kabbalists, Luciferians. They were both Satanists. And they worked in mind control with advertising. And they basically brought that horrible Leipzig operating classical conditioning into the United States educational system and to the population of the planet because they want to control us like animals, and this is what happened to us in World War I. When they allowed the Lusitania to be sunk, okay, they allowed the Titanic to be sunk. Yes, that was allowed because the top people in the world who were against, including the richest guy, Jacob Astor, who basically was in the bone most of downtown New York City, diametrically opposed the formation of the Federal Reserve Bank. They made sure he was on that boat that got sunk, along with a whole bunch of other people that opposed the formation of the Federal Reserve Bank in the United States. And J.P. Morgan was supposed to be on that boat, too. The last minute, he canceled, decided not to go. He knew it was going to be sunk. They killed all those people. They do that all the time, is kill people because the people get in their way. That's why this one lady, this Dr. Judy Mikovits, this virologist who's come out now so adamantly against what's going on with the globalists and Bill Gates and Fauci and the rest of the gang, she needs to watch herself. They already bankrupted her. They already put her in jail. They already put her on her gag order for 5 years. Now she's telling the truth and her new book's out. And see, this is the group that runs the planet so controlling, Dave, that they can do whatever they want to do. And that's why they've taken this economy of the world, that's this global engine that was going, the world economic global engine, and they put the brakes on it. They shut down all the major industry in the United States and in Germany and in China and in Japan, and all that trickle effect now is working its way through. And here's why they did this. The Weimar Republic after World War I was a horrible mistake for these guys. They hyperinflated the currency. My mom was there. She said they were spending 40 billion marks, which is about $10 billion in today's money if you had the same 4-to-1 ratio, for a loaf of bread. it got to the point they were burning the money for fuel in the fire because it was easier and cheaper to burn money than it was to burn wood. They did this. They don't want to have that happen again because the petrodollar is too important to them. They want to convert it over to a new world order currency and a cryptocurrency. So what they have to do, they've got to maintain its value. So rather than hyperinflating it with pent-up demand, they get everybody laid off. Everybody gets scared. We end up with a 34% employment rate or whatever, unemployment rate. And what ends up happening is they can inflate the currency slowly, but nobody's spending the money because the people who were supposed to be spending the money in hyperinflating the currency, they're all broken. They don't have jobs anymore. So the banks are able to use that money to pay off their derivative exposure without hyperinflating it. They want a controlled Weimar explosion is what they want. That's what this is all about. That's why, oh, we don't know. COVID may come back in the fall. We may have to slow it all down again. That's what they want. Gradually, gas break, gas break, gas break, to bring the economy down. And, you know, because they've done this and because Donald Trump has capitulated on this, there's a high probability he won't win the election in the fall. And we'll be under the control of a full-blown communist government under Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton, which I still don't discount out of this picture, or that transgender, according to Joan Rivers, Michelle Obama.
No, I don't even want to go there. I just ate breakfast.
Joan Rivers is all, she straight called out. She was dead a few months after she said this. Yeah. You guys, it's important. You don't believe that? Look at Joan Rivers.
Oh, I know
Obama
what happened.
Gay. Watch the video.
I know now, the timeline. I know. Ted, you're making me lose my appetite here.
But here's the thing, Dave. Here's the thing. Joan Rivers was a big mouth, but I never heard her lie one time. She said a lot of stuff I didn't agree with, I didn't like, but I never heard her come out and lie. And so I'm just saying what she said. And so Biden's already said he'll take Michelle or Michael Obama as a running mate. That's a scary thought. Well, we know he's already senile as a doggone. He's nuts. And so will he even make it through the first term without being taken out for medical reasons? Or Hillary Clinton could come in and bring, we got a mess going on right now because they want, and see, the thing about it is Donald Trump is a figurehead. We know that. We all know that now. We've seen it. But at least every once in a while, he tries to do something right. I mean, he says no, no, no. But then remember, he's the one who pushed the red flag gun laws nationwide. He pushed those. He's the one that had ATF come in and rewrite the laws for bump stocks, making everybody who sold a bump stock basically illegal all the way back in the 30s where they reclassified machine guns with ATF. He made the whole law get changed. I mean, Trump did this. He had ATF do this. Trump is, again, being controlled by the same group that took down Building 7. Always remember, the Shabbat Synagogue is a group of people who basically promote and practice Kabbalah to the Zohar. And that's that group, that's that religion we're talking about. Jared and Ivanka Kushner both go to a Shabbat synagogue. Jared Kushner is Jewish, and he's also Shabbat. He's also a Kabbalist. And Ivanka Trump, who was a Christian, raised as a Christian, has renounced the virgin birth and renounced Jesus Christ. This is Trump's people in the White House. It's with him. It's not like this is some kind of secret, guys. You can look it up. So this is what we've got going on right now in the White House. And Donald Trump is basically, I think he was called the accidental president one time by somebody. And I don't believe he thought he was going to win. I don't believe that Hillary Clinton thought she was going to lose. But don't you remember what happened, Dave? Right before the election, that Podesta stuff came out with WikiLeaks. And everybody started talking about soul cooking parties and all the sicko crap that Hillary Clinton was involved with, including sacrificing chickens to Moloch. Yeah, that was in the doggone emails. And all the other crazy stuff that was involved in this. And so all of a sudden, Hillary got unbelievably bad press for a few weeks because of WikiLeaks. And look at poor Julian Assange, still in prison, not dead, okay? Because they don't want those kind of people out there releasing that type of information. Why? Because they don't want you to know you're being controlled by a Canaanite, Egyptian, religious, sacrificing human being, drinking blood, weirdo group of people, cult. That's why they don't want you to know any of this stuff. That's why Jeffrey Epstein was quickly shut up with the impeachment of Trump. No one talked about Epstein anymore. because I don't believe, I've said this on your show, and I'll say it again, I don't believe for one second that Jeffrey Epstein is dead.
I don't think they used
a body double, because Mossad does not kill Mossad, and that's just how it works. They don't do that to each other. They have too much respect.
Well,
for
he would have had too many kill switches to off him. He would have implicated too many people. There's no way he's dead. I was involved with Ken Lay, with Enron when he went down, and I'm telling you, speaking of Bill Pollack earlier and Vance Davis, formerly the NSA, the three of us were the principals in a deal where they were going to build a zero-point energy community in the San Luis Valley in Colorado. And we think that that was the reason he got taken down, because that was Tesla technology, and that's forbidden. And all of a sudden he dies of suicide? No. He joked on a conference call I was on one time that he had enough kill switches to let him live forever. And I believe him. So you're absolutely right, too, about Epstein. Absolutely correct. Well, I want to mention one thing, too. You talk about the Kabbalah. The person that put together the COVID-19 team that's filled with multiple conflicts of interest, which is illegal for a federal employee, that person is a Kabbalah worshiper, and it's none other than Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law.
That's exactly right. And see, the problem is everybody wants to. It's like, remember that song with Tiny Tim, you know, Tiptoe Through the Tulips? You know, back in the 60s.
I mean, yes.
You and I remember that.
I remember that.
Well, I was born in the 50s. I remember that. And I remember that was a really weird song. But, you know, that's what everybody does. You know, they don't do what Dave Hodges does or Doug Hagman does or Ted Brower does. They don't do that. They tiptoe through the tulips. Oh, my God, here's a tulip. And I guess we could even say it a different way, couldn't we, Dave? They tiptoe through the Afghan poppy fields with the $1.5 trillion worth of heroin that funds black ops globally every year, making it the third largest commodity in the world behind oil and natural gas. Yeah, that poppy field in Afghanistan, run by the CIA with C-130 transports, bringing it to mafiosa groups all over the world for distribution. Nobody talks about that but the three of us, and we talk about it on a regular basis. Why? Because it's what funds the black operations. It's tiptoe through the tulips and the poppy fields,
yeah.
So nobody bothers anything. I've had troops send me pictures of the roads around the poppy fields in Afghanistan out of their Humvees saying, we are the ones that guard the poppy fields, and we are told we cannot disturb the poppies, we can't drive our Hummers through the poppies, we can't damage the flowers, we can't damage the poppy. They've got to have their productions. They have entire producing facilities built in Afghanistan for heroin. And a lot of these guys is pushed into other countries that manufactures drugs, especially opiates like OxyContin, that then comes back to the United States and ends up on our street through the same mob to get everybody as much as they can hooked on heroin or poppies or whatever, like they did with the doggone war they had in China, the opium wars back in the 1800s. This is the same group that did all that, guys, and they're doing it to us now. And nobody wants to talk about this stuff. Because why? It's run by a giant satanic death cult. And when you dig deep enough, guys, you're going to find I'm right. Dig deep enough. Dig, and you'll find these clowns under every single rock you get under. And you think, well, there can't be. Yeah, they're big investment firms like BlackRock, buying up the stock exchange, buying up blue chip stocks. You think this is their first rodeo? They've been doing this for a long, long, long time. Hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands of years in the international banking sector with the money lenders going all the way back into Jesus' time. Who did Jesus take a whip out of the temple? He took the doggone whip and put it to these boys. He took the whip to them, put them out. And guess what? A few weeks later, he was crucified. He went after the money interests. And they didn't realize because they're Lucifer. He calls them out in the book of John and says basically their daddy is Lucifer. And basically, then he said, then they basically crucify him. And what does the Bible say? The Bible says that had the God of this age known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. Because when Jesus went to that cross as an innocent human being slash God, because he was born of the Virgin Mary, Son of Man, he basically took all of our sins upon himself and sacrificed himself willingly to basically get us away from these nutbags is what he did. And that's why in these deep underground bunkers, Dave, and you know this too, you got to sign all this affidavit stuff before you go into these bunkers. You can't mention the name of Jesus. These bunkers, they don't want you to mention Jesus. You can't even use it in a curse way. You can't use it slang-wise because they know there's power in the name of Jesus. And they know that. And so they don't want you talking about God, Jesus, anybody, the great I am, but Jesus you got to stay away from because they know what the blood did. Because the blood created an eternal sacrifice for us because of the scalar waves that it created. Because when you crucify an omnipresent being, which is who God is, omnipresent, the sacrifice never stops. It's for eternity. And this is what they know. This is why I believe CERN is being used to try to unravel history, to try to go back and to never allow Jesus to go on the cross, because this created a real problem. Now, God's never going to let that happen. He's never going to let these clowns do that. But this created a real problem for Satan, because it says right in the Bible, had the God of this world known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory, because it can't be stopped because of Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit being omnipresent. And this is what people need to understand about what Christianity is. When you pray in the name of Jesus, you go boldly into the throne room of God, into the Holy of Holies, if you want to use that analogy, that metaphor, and you actually have a seat before the Most High because of Christ. They don't like that because they can't pray to their snake in a tree. They got to go through a sub-demon to do that. They can't pray directly and go directly to God. And so they know that our religion is the only one that has power. They understand that. That's why they're always coming against Christians. They leave the Muslims alone. They leave the Hindus alone. They leave the Buddhists alone. They leave everybody alone. They pick on Christians. Why? Because they know that we're sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. And guys, that's the power you have as a Christian. It gives you the power of having a sound mind, of having no fear. We don't have a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind, it says in the book of Timothy. And without that Holy Spirit living in you, without the blood of Christ sanctifying you, we would not have that. And see, and that's the thing that these guys hate about Christianity, because they don't want us to have that ability to do what we do. That's why when we pray, things change. I spoke to a girl just the other day, a lady. Her husband died a few years ago. Great lady. Has a teenage child, having some issues with the child. And I said, would you like to have another husband? She goes, yes, but I don't know what to pray. And Sharon was in the room with me. I'm not doing this inappropriate. My wife's in the room. We're all talking to her. She's a friend of the families. And I said, now when I pray, things are going to happen. You know, you're going to find a husband pretty quick. I said, we're going to pray for God's perfect will to be done. So you got to prepare. If you want me to pray this, I'll pray this. Okay? That's why I have people all over the world always asking me to pray for them. And what I do, as soon as they ask me, and they email me, they say, can you pray? I pray immediately, Dave. I pray every morning. I pray every morning for everyone listening right now. I pray that God blesses you, that he keeps you, that he allows his face to shine upon you, that he's gracious unto you, that he grants you grace, mercy, peace, health, love, companionship, and a long life. I pray that every day over you listening right now. Because I know, being in covenant with God Almighty, our prayers get answered. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. See, this is what we have to understand as Christians. And if we do that, it changes everything. That's why they told the churches, you can't go worship. And here's why they did that. Here's why. 21 days you develop a habit. In 21 days, you're going to find out there's other things you could do on a Sunday morning besides go to church. And a lot of people who used to go to church religiously every morning, every Sunday, are not going to go back. Because now they're golfing, or they're windsurfing, or they're on a picnic with their family, or whatever. It's all about destroying Christianity. That's why they stopped the churches. And Trump's complicit in this. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, especially as you see this end time approach. What do you think we just did? We're seeing the end times approach with a real potential of the seals being broken in the book of Revelation right now. And what do? They easily flipped the switch and said, it's coronavirus, you can't go to church. That's what they did to us. And the pastors, because of the 501c corporations, because of the pansy pulpit preaching, panty wearing pastors, said, oh, okay, we'll stop having church. Ridiculous, Dave. What do you think?
Well, the pastors are getting what they want because the tithing will be way down when people finally return. And, of course, the social distancing, which is nonsense, it has to be 21 feet or greater to even have an effect, But social distancing will limit the capacity of churches when they return as well, too, if they return. I mean, if we go with this lockdown much longer, the Democrats get elected come January, there will be no Christian churches. I mean, let's just be really straight out honest here. That's what I think. Yeah, you said something earlier, too, about tiptoeing through the tulips. I'll tell you where else the tulips are that these people tiptoe through. Child sex factories. Let's not forget that. It's a huge moneymaker. Huge moneymaker.
Well, no. And see, remember, the people out of the, especially out of Mexico, you know, the human trafficking and child trafficking is huge. That's why so many of these children are separated from their parents, because these girls are worth so much money in the sex slave trade. You know, you get a pretty little Hispanic girl, 8 or 9 years old, they can make millions of dollars for selling her, you know, for sex, 20, 30, 50 guys a day. And they drug them down until they get to the point where they don't even care anymore. And we see it over and over again. In fact, that last movie that Rambo, Last Blood, that Sylvester Stallone did, it talked about that. It showed part of that in the sex trafficking south of the border. And then the movie, for some reason, looked like it got edited. It could have been an entire statement. It could have been the best Rambo ever if they had let the statement go ahead and continue about what was going on with the sex trafficking down in Mexico. But you're absolutely right. Remember, this group of people, and it started thousands of years ago. It was really pushed to the forefront with Aleister Crowley 100 years ago, who, by the way, was a secret agent for the British government. Just thought I'd mention that. He basically was into the sex magic rituals. Him and Parsons from Jet Propulsion Laboratories. I mean, Jack Parsons, he was a total Satanist. He and Aleister Crowley were friends. And they were calling up these entities all the time and getting all this advanced knowledge on rocket science and built NASA from it, which is another satanic group of people.
Well, that's where the Nazis got their information, too.
That's exactly right, with the Viril Maidens. And see, that's why this is what people go, well, you're talking about that weird stuff again. I know it's weird. Dave knows it's weird. Neither one of us want to talk about it, but if we don't talk about it, nothing makes sense.
Ted, my dad worked in it. He worked with people that came out of those practices. In Operation Paperclip. He worked with them. It's part of my family legacy. So, no, to me it doesn't sound weird. It's part of history that just doesn't get told.
Well, because people don't want to talk about it, because it goes back to the snake in the tree. It all goes back to that. It all goes back to interdimensional entities that rule the planet. It all goes back to that. And so you got to say, well, you know, do you really think we're under the control of an ancient Canaanite religious sect that basically likes to kill people? Well, yeah. Well, do you think that's okay? Well, no. I don't think any of it's okay. I think it's awful. But see, that's why God being an omnipresent being, let me go back to this for a second, guys. Timeline got laid out. And God goes, that's awful, looking at it. So he inserts Jesus into the timeline. He basically recreates Christ in his own image. Now, you could say whatever you want to say about the virgin birth and how I'm not going to go there because that just gets people mad. But that's what the book of Hebrews said. It's the exact representation of God Almighty, who was born of the Virgin Mary. I believe the Virgin Mary bore Jesus. I believe that with all my heart. People say, well, was it Mary's DNA or not Mary's DNA? Hey, you guys argue that. You can argue that all you want to argue. I'm not in that 2,000.
What does that matter? What does it matter?
Well, okay, let me just give you both sides of the argument. People say God was created, basically created Christ and put him inside of Mary intact as, like, for lack of a better word, as an embryo, right? And then Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ, kind of like a surrogate mother, right? And that works okay, too. That works because it's being born of a virgin. That's the same thing.
I don't have a problem with that, Ted. I have no problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that either. Then the other people say, basically, Mary, God basically put sperm in Mary, used her egg and created Christ, and then they were born of the Virgin Mary.
Where's the frickin' lab test for this? What moron is saying this?
But think about this for a second, Dave. If the Bible says in the book of Hebrews that Jesus Christ is the exact representation of God Almighty, which is what it says, how could he be if he was half Mary?
Listen, the whole thing is ludicrous. It's just designed to take attention away from the true purpose of the virgin birth.
They call Jesus the second Adam. God created Adam, right? God created Adam, and he didn't use an egg. He created Adam, right? So all of this stuff, like you said, Dave, is just being used as a massive diversion to try to get Christians to fight with each other. Exactly. And it's ridiculous. Either way you want to believe it, I don't care. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's the exact representation of God Almighty according to the book of Hebrews, and he was born of the Virgin Mary. Now we have consensus. And leave it at that. Don't be fighting over stuff like that.
This is such
it's not worth it. It's divisions all it is.
This is such a good point to end on. Before we go, though, I want to have people know how to follow your good work and then where to locate Health Masters again.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Austin and I have a show every day. My son, my 31-year-old alpha male son, who's got more testosterone probably than he needs to have right now. He's ridiculously macho. He kind of leaves testosterone patches when he walks metaphorically everywhere he steps. So he's an amazing guy, and he's incredible on the radio. He's a great, great co-host. He's been doing the show with me now for like 7 years. And it's at the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Now, you go to healthmasters.com. Dave's got a coupon code you can use to get our supplements, you know, at a 5% off discount. Ted and Austin Brower Show. If you go to Health Masters, you can actually click on archived radio shows, which allow you to go back to January and listen to the stuff on the Kabbalah. Now, if it says Green Show on any of those shows when you're scrolling through, that means those shows are good to listen to at any time. And we actually talk about the four horses of the apocalypse of the banking empires and all the other stuff. We've got a bunch of shows to talk about that too. Well, probably about a half dozen or so. Those are called green shows. And so you can listen to those and get history and get basically these little gaps filled in without having to do like 400 hours worth of research trying to figure it out. I'll tell you where to go and what to look
for. That's really, that's great. Ted, we're almost out of time. So, how do people locate the show again?
Healthmasters.com, go to the archives, or you can Google the Ted and Austin Brower Show. It'll pop right up with the archives,
okay.
Dave. Thank you so much for having
me on. Well, hold on. One more thing. I want to just review real quick, healthmasters.com with the coupon code COMMON5. And I'll tell you, I'm not just an advertiser for Health Masters. I'm a client, and a happy client. Notice I didn't say patient. I don't want the FDA visiting me. Ted, awesome stuff. Thank you for having the courage to speak the truth, my friend.
I appreciate you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.